ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Fifth Canto, Chapter 20, The Structure of the Universe, and text we will read today, 42, 43, 44, 45, and 46. First, I will read because on the board the 46 verses written. So first, I will read those verses. Text 42. My dear King, outside outside Lokalok mountain is a tract of land known as Alok Varsha, which extends for the same breadth as the area within the mountain. In other words, 1 billion miles. Beyond Alok Varsha is the destination of those who aspire for liberation from the material world. It is beyond the jurisdiction of material modes of nature, and therefore it is completely pure. Lord Krishna took Arjuna through this place to bring back the sons of the Brahman. And 43. The sun is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between the Bhurlok and Bhuvarlok, which is called Antariksh, outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojana, 2 billion miles. Here is really tiny purport I've read. The word koti means 10 million, and a yojana is 8 miles. The diameter of the universe is 50 koti yojana, 4 billion miles. Therefore, since the sun is in the middle of the universe, the distance between the sun and the edge of the universe is calculated by 25 koti yojana, that is 2 billion miles. 44. The sun god is also known as Vairaja, the total material body for all living entities, because he entered the dull egg of the universe at the time of creation. He is also called Marthanda. He is also known as Hiranyagarbha, because he receives his material body from Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma. Again, little purport. The post of Lord Brahma is meant for very highly elevated, spiritually advanced living beings. When such living beings are not available, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands himself as Lord Brahma. This takes place very rarely. Consequently, there are two kinds of Brahma. Sometimes Brahma is an ordinary living entity, and at the other time, Brahma is the Supreme Personality of God. The Brahma spoken of here is an ordinary living being. Whether Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or an ordinary living being, he is known as Vairaj Brahma and Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Therefore, the Sun God is also accepted as Vairaj Brahma. 46. O King, the Sun God and Sun Planet divides all directions of the universe. It is only because of the presence of the sun that we can understand what the sky, the higher planets, this world, and the lower planets are. It is also only because of the sun that we can understand which places are for the material enjoyment, which are for the liberation, which are hellish and subterranean. And 46, please. Please repeat after me. Devatriyam manushyanam सरीसृपसविरुधां सर्वजीवनिकायानां सूर्य आत्मा दृगीश्वरः देवत्रयं मनुष्यानां सरीसृपसविरुधां सर्वजीवनिकायानां सूर्य आत्मा दृगीश्वरः देवत्रयं मनुष्यानां सरीसृपसविरुधां सर्वजीवनिकायानां सूर्य आत्मा दृगीश्वरः देवत्रयं मनुष्यानां सरीसृपसविरुधां सर्वजीवनिकायानां सूर्य आत्मा दृगीश्वरः
Insects and the serpents. Shabirudham and the plants and trees. Sarvajivanikayanam of all groups of living entities. Surya, the sun god. Atma, the life and soul. Drik, of the eyes. Ishwara, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. All living entities, including demigods, human beings, animals, birds, insects, reptiles, creepers and trees, depend upon the heat and light given by sun god from the sun planet. Furthermore, it is because of the sun's presence that all living entity can see, and therefore he is called Drik Ishwara, the personality of Godhead, presiding oversight. Purport. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Surya Atma Atmatvena Upasya. The actual life and soul of all living entity within the universe is the sun. He is therefore upasya, worshipable. We worship the sun god by chanting Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvah Swah Tat Savitur Varanyam Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. There is further the Prabhupada quoted. Surya is the life and soul of the universe, and there are innumerable universes for which a sun god is the life and soul. Just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the life and soul of the entire creation, we have information that Vairajya Hiranyagarbha entered the great dull material globe called the sun. This indicates that the theory held by so-called scientists that no one lives there is wrong. Bhagavad Gita also say that Krishna first instructed Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Pruktvanaham Abhyam. Therefore, the sun is not vacant. It is inhabited by living entities, and the predominating deity is Vairajya or Vivasvan. The difference between the sun and the earth is that the sun is a fiery planet, but everyone there has a suitable body and can live there without difficulty. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the fifth canto, 20th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Studying the Structure of the Universe. This previous chapter, a description of Jambu Deep, and this whole chapter, 20 chapter, is dedicated for the description of the structure of the universe. This is the concluding verse, concluding portions of this chapter. So we will come to the verse. Since Prabhupada in this purpose talked about the history of the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Sri Krishnamaradam ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundarji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about the sun planet, Surya Lok. You know, in very celebrated verse of Bhagavad Gita, one of the celebrated verse of Bhagavad Gita, on the fourth chapter, Krishna talks about the history of Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Pruktavanam Abhyam. Vivasvan Manave Praha Manu Ikshakave Bhavit. Millions of years ago, Krishna said, I imparted the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to sun god. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada writes that 120 millions years ago, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, imparted the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Surya Dev 120 million years ago. So this knowledge was existing. Again, in his term, Surya Dev, Vivaswan, Surya Dev, he instructed this knowledge to Manu Maharaj, Vaivashvat Manu, the present Manu, the seventh Manu, who is ruling now. There are 14 Manus. So this Manu, we can say our Manu, who is ruling at the present, he is Vivaswan, Manu. So Surjadev imparted this knowledge to Manu Maharaj, and again Prabhupada has talked that that happened 2 million years ago, 20 lakh years ago, 2 million. So since 2 million years, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita existing in human society, our society. So how come that, again we will come to the point, Surya planet is king of all planets. Surya planet, the king of all other planets. There are many planets, but most important and valuable planet is Surya planet. And the king of Surya planet, the person who rules, that is Vivaswan, Surya. So, Vivaswan was chosen as a proper recipient of the Gita. So many times Prabhupada talks about, and this comes about the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And since again when Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, he chose Arjuna as a recipient of the Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Svayam Maya Tevya Yoga Prakta Puratana. The same knowledge which I spoke, Surya Dev, the same knowledge of Bhagavad Gita I am imparting to you. Again Krishna chose as a recipient of Gita Arjuna, Kshatriya. So when this term comes, then Srila Prabhupada has talked that the Kshatriya, they are responsible for ruling and protecting the citizen. They are supposed to rule upon their natural duty, they can rule them. Same time, they are responsible for protection of the citizen. So, the king, Kshatriya, must be aware with the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And not only they should know Bhagavad Gita, principle of Bhagavad Gita, same time they are duty bound to spread, preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. They are obliged to impart this knowledge to people in general, through education, culture, and their personal bhakti, devotional service. And Prabhupada said, when teaching Bhagavad Gita, imparting the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, there are different processes. We should have, Kshatriya should have. There Prabhupada started about education, same time culture, Sanskriti, and same time with devotion. So that people in general should be aware with Bhagavad Gita. They can take full advantage of this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and same time the people can pursue that spiritual progress. So king, they are duty bound to spread, impart Bhagavad Gita in people in general, in their citizen. Otherwise, people will not take full advantage of this knowledge. So Kshatriya is duty bound, they are supposed to spread the message of Bhagavad Gita. That is reason why Krishna chose a Kshatriya, Arjuna, as a recipient, grahak of Bhagavad Gita. So this way, when the knowledge will be spread, the people can take advantage, full advantage of this knowledge. And once we acquire the knowledge, we get the knowledge, then we further proceed, we can pursue spiritual progression. We can pursue how we can revive our Krishna consciousness with the help of this knowledge. When this comes, then through disciplic succession, then other time Prabhupada talks about the how we should accept Bhagavad Gita, how Bhagavad Gita should be received. In Vedic literature, it is described that Bhagavad Gita apaurusheya, purush, you know, purush means human being. Apaurusheya means superhuman. Bhagavad Gita is not spoken in beginning. It is not compiled. Knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is apaurusheya. Directly it has come from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So superhuman. So when we are accepting the knowledge of Gita, then since this knowledge is superhuman, then this should be received without any human interpretation, without any comment. This should be accepted as disciplic succession, not only disciplic succession, but authorized disciplic succession. There are certain disciplic succession coming. There are many sects. But since that disciplic succession is not authorized one, we can't get any benefit out of it. So Gita, since Bhagavad Gita is apaurusheya, so knowledge of Bhagavad Gita should be received. We should accept through the disciplic succession. When a spiritual master imparts knowledge to his disciple, he doesn't interpret whatever is there in content. He doesn't change the mood, he doesn't change the context, simply he gives that. That should be received. So, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita should be accepted, we should receive through the authorized disciplic succession. Since the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is apaurusheya, superhuman, if we will try there to give any interpretation, certainly we are prone to make some blunder there. Because we have every living entity, at least in the conditional stage of life, buddha avastha. They have some limitation, they have some defect in their personality. Vedic literature describes the defect. Brahm, we are prone to be illusion. Pramad, we make mistake. And Karana Pato, our senses, especially knowledge acquiring sense, they are not very much expert. They are not competent enough. They are very much willing to give information to us, but they are not very much qualified or competent one. For example, if I see the sun globe, then my eyes gives information about how big is sun. My eyes give information, your eye, this looks like this, like a dish, plate. But it is not. My eyes is giving wrong information. I say that this week, but Sur is millions of times bigger than earthly planet. So my eyes is a Karana Pato. It is not very much complete, though it is very much enthusiastic to impart knowledge to him. But he has not much more competence. Most of time it is wrong. And one very much bad quality we have, Vipralipsa. Vipralipsa means cheating propensity. We have one tendency, we have developed tendency to cheat other people. We have everyone, more or less, some has big cheater and we are small cheater, but every single living entity, as long as he is in unconditional life, Baddhavasta, he has this propensity to cheat other. Brahm, illusion, sometimes we entered in the house and you see there is, look, the rope is lying there, rusty. Immediately when you open the door, you run away. It looks like serpent, though it is rusty, but looks like snake. Or this Brahm is little tolerable, but sometimes we make a snake, serpent is moving in your house, and you think that it is a rope, and you just hold it, catch it. So this tendency we and pramad, we make mistake. We know, all of us know, that 7 and 2 plus 7 plus 2 is 7 plus 2, 9. But many times we make mistake. Sometimes we write 8 or 11 or 20, anything we can write. Only one correct is one answer. 7 and 2 is 9. Only this one is correct answer. But incorrect answer you can make million. 7 and 2 is 6, 7 and 2 is 5, 4, and anything. So we have limitation, we have defect in our personality. And with this limitation, with this imperfection, if we are trying to interpret something which is superhuman, supernatural, of our say, certainly we will make havoc when we. So Prabhupada there talks about that we should receive knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in a proper attitude and from authorized disciplic succession, pramadic parampara, gurupam. In this description about the structure of the universe, this part which we are reading today, describe that there is a mountain, Lokalok, name of mountain, Lokalok, and breadth and length, it is inconceivable for us, millions and millions of miles breadth. And since this talk about sun planet, sun is the life and soul of all living entity. We are getting power to survive. That power is coming from Surya, Surya Lok, Surya planet, or Surya. And Surya Dev enters in the one universe. So for whole universe is life and soul of living entity. And there Prabhupada talks about it, that is reason why he is called one name of Vairaj or Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha. One name of Surya is Hiranyagarbha. And also name of Hiranyagarbha, which also known as Brahma. Brahma name is also Hiranyagarbha. So, when that part is there, then Prabhupada talks about Brahma is the post, the highly elevated and spiritually advanced person. That person becomes, he is nominated as a Brahma from the living entity, because this is a post and ruling process, topmost post. So Krishna nominates, chooses one living entity out of many, highly elevated and extremely spiritually advanced person takes the charge of Brahma, Brahma, post of Brahma. In some time it happens that the living entity, Krishna doesn't find a qualified living entity who can take post of Brahma. Then he himself expands himself as a Brahma. But this happens very, very rarely. Once in millions of Brahma lifetime. So Brahma is a highly elevated, spiritually advanced living entity, takes post of Brahma. If not available, then Krishna himself, Lord himself, expand himself as a Brahma and he rules the Brahma Lok and other. And here in this purpose, apart from the history of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada talks about one very celebrated theory held by or maintained by, advocated by scientists, at this present scientists. They say, or this maintains this ideology, that on a sun planet there is no living entity. Sun planet is absolutely, completely vacant. Not even a single living entity is living in sun planet. Why? It's too hot, fiery. We should not think that like Vrindavan is now hot, so sun planet is like this type of hot. It is fire itself, there's nothing in there. Whole existence is flame of fire. Extremely. So scientists say that in Surya Lok, Surya planet, there is no living entity. They can't survive at all. This theory is maintained by, advocated by present scientists. Prabhupada says that no, there are also living entities. Earthly planet full of living entity, millions, trillions of living entity here, living. Similarly, in sun planet, Surya Lok, though its nature is fire, fiery existence is there, nothing is there, but still there is living entity. Still there is, there are trees. Still there are river, fish, mosquito, human being, cow, animal, cow, elephant, camel. But they have suitable body, they can survive there without any difficulty. Like for us, we can't think how a fish is surviving within the water. For us, you can dive, you may, if you are extreme swimmer, you may remain for 1 or 2 minutes only. But fish is very comfortable, is it? Spending his whole life fishing. So it is inconceivable for us, though we are seeing that the fish is there, other animal, or the insect, or the small creature is there, living in the water, we can survive there. But we have, so similarly, though it is inconceivable for us, that in, a scientist said that there is no living in Kita, Prabhupada said, no, that planet, Surya planet, full of varieties and full of living entity there. They have suitable body. They can live there very comfortable, and living there. And for that reason, Prabhupada started, in, when talking about Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that I, millions of years ago, I imparted the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Swan God. Swan God is there. Presiding deity of the sun planet is Swan God. And since he is the ruler, he is the king of sun planet, so what is the meaning if there is no citizen, no people, what is the meaning of king, what he is ruling? You can't imagine a kingdom where only one person, king, is there and no city. As a whole, sir, that's not possible at all. King is there, means there must be citizen. Prabhupada advocated very strong present time, this maintain advocate held this theory there is no living entity perfectly known, and the Surya planet full of varieties of living entities that are living there. So in briefly, here Prabhupada in this purpose talked about scientific, so-called scientific, modern scientist theory maintains that Surya planet absolutely vacant, that is known. And in this connection, Prabhupada here talks about the history of Bhagavad Gita in this chapter. Bhagavad Gita was spoken 120 million years ago to Sun God. And he, in his turn, Sun God imparted this knowledge to Manu Maharaj 22 million years ago. So this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita existing here in the human society in the present time at least from 2 million years. Old knowledge. Svayavayam maya tedya yoga uprokta puratan. Puratan. Very ancient. The same knowledge I am imparting to you. And then Krishna also mentioned what is. Arjuna may ask, why me? I am a kshatriya, sainik. Why not some qualified brahmana, culture brahmana? Krishna mentioned about qualification. Who can understand the message of Bhagavad Gita? Bhaktosi me sakhar. You are good, qualified recipients of Bhagavad Gita. Why? You are qualified, competent enough to understand Bhaktosi, because you are my devotee. Bhakto. So this quality, if anyone has this qualification, he becomes a devotee. Then in Vedic literature is described. यस्य देवे परा भक्ति यथा देवे तथा गुरु तस्य ते कथिता हत प्रकाशन्ते महात्म. We need not to struggle to understand Bhagavad Gita. If we develop devotional service within our heart for the spiritual master and same time the Lord Krishna, immediately all import of Bhagavad Gita would be revealed from within in our heart. यदि हम में भक्ति है, really if you are doing, cultivating Krishna consciousness in a nice way, then Bhagavad Gita का ज्ञान immediately हमारे अंदर प्रकट हो जाए, reveal हो जाए, that will come from within. We need no struggle. Krishna says, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti, because you are my devotee. Bhakt, and next qualification is similar, not the second question. Bhaktosi me, what is next one? Sakh, bhaktosi me sakha, sakha means friend. You are my friend, you don't find fault in my character. A friend, he overlooks, he ignores if any fault in my friend's character, then the friend doesn't look it, overlooks. You are my devotee and you are my sakha. Sakha means Hindi mein kya kehte hain sakha ko, badhiya mitra. You are my bhakta and you are my mitra. And their purpose is like, because you are my mitra, you are my sakha, you are my friend, you don't find, you don't try to find any fault in my character, then you can. So if you really want to understand the message of Bhagavad Gita knowledge, we should develop this character. We should not find any fault in the character or in existence of personality of Krishna. Bhaktosi me sakhachi. So Prabhupada talk about history and then who can understand Bhagavad Gita. Of course, to be very much frank, this one of the most difficult part section of Bhagavad Gita to understand. Fifth chapter, fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially when It talks about the universe, the planet, extremely difficult. And so I see that we satisfy ourselves. Prabhupada has mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita, all the knowledge given in Bhagavad Gita, all of knowledge not meant for us. We deserve to know certain section, that we should. And something we are talking, which is inconceivable, we can understand. But since it is ours all per se, so we should accept it without giving any interpretation. So, here I think I should stop because I am over. However, you have any question or comment, you are most welcome. Subha Krishna Prabhu. I think lipsa means desire. Lipsa means pra means percussion, very strong, excessive desire. And then B, again. So cheating propensity. We don't expose ourselves our actual position. What we are, and that we are trying to something. Like this is cheating. So I am very weak person. I am servant. But I am trying to control whole universe. Lord, everything, exploit everything. So this is it. Typical language, very for understanding. Cheating means we try to hide our identity out. In good sense, I am not cheating, you know how people cheat each other. Of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj once described that this whole, everyone here living in the earthly planet as a human being, either they are cheaters or cheated. No concern. Either you are cheated or you are cheating. Cheating. Not in good sense. I remember, of course, I should not give any personal example, still just to clarify the subject. We were in beginning days, Delhi, I was also assisting some assistants of the life member, making life member, and sometimes we enter a rich person, very cultural life member, rich person. Imagine it, out of courtesy, he asked whether you have like to any drink, any white, like to cold drink or any you would like to. From within, if he gives a little pressure, then I should eat. But no, to prasadam in temple, I don't want to reveal my appetite. Just I took prasadam. So this is a small one, but mini cheating. I don't want to. What is my meant going on? Desire is that he should a little insist and I should eat. But when he asked, I'm fine. Just we took prasadam coming here. This cheating propensity. This I said in good sense, but the bad sense you don't understand how people are cheating each other. So cheating propensity, we try to hide our actual position and project something bigger way. One time I was living in beginning day, Chandigarh. So one devotee, genuine, he was chanting every day more than 16 rounds.
taken a vow that he chants around. He was chanting genuinely. He was every day chanting more than 16. So one day his spiritual master came to Chandigarh. So he wanted to say that I am chanting 16 round, more than 16 round. People should know. But same time he was preparing such a, so he asked, is there any wrong in a stand if someone chants more than 16 round? He was asking. It is okay that someone chants more than 16 round. Kya aap utar denge? He was asking question. He was trying to say that I am chanting more than 16 down. But that he was not good. Is that okay if someone chants more than 16 down? And for your surprise, the spiritual master could understand what this one devotee wants to say. He wants to say that I am chanting more than 16. Guruji ne kaha, बहुत पाप लगता है, कौन कहा तुम 16 राउंड से तुम जप कर दो, एक बहुत पाप लगता है. इट इज वेरी सिंपल एक्टिविटी. हु टोल्ड दैट वाज चैंटिंग मोर देन 16 राउंड? वेरी एक्सपेंस, वेरी सिंपल एक्टिविटी. नो नॉट दैट. तो बोथ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर कुड अंडरस्टैंड दैट ही वांट्स टू से दैट आई एम चैंटिंग मोर देन 16 राउंड. And he afraid that he should not tell, he should not reveal that. And chanted very nice. He was knowing the answer, but he was pretending that, he was cheating, pretending that I don't know the answer. यदि कोई 16 राउंड से जॉब करता है तो वो टोलरेबल है स्कान में, क्या आप उत्तर देंगे? तो I want to say that this mentality, I want to reveal that I am chanting more than 16. Genuinely he was chanting, not he was. But same time, he was pretending that I don't want to say this. And the other way. So, cheating propensity we have, deep lips, most dangerous limitation, most dangerous disqualification in us with cheating propensity. Bhram, illusion, could be tolerated. Pramad, mistake, we do mistake. We are human beings. Yeah, some mistake happens. Karana part, everyone accept. I know, because old age, my eye is not, I could not see proper. So weakness of senses is tolerable. कोई आपसे कहता है वृद्ध व्यक्ति से कि आपकी आंखें ठीक से नहीं देखती है, बड़ी आसानी से स्वीकार करते हैं, ओल्ड वन ड्यू टू ओल्ड आई कॉन्ट सी प्रॉपरली. लेकिन आप कह देंगे कि आपकी बुद्धि ठीक नहीं काम करती है, वो दैट. तो बुद्धि इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट टोलरेबल, द वी कैन टोलरेट दैट वन. किसी साहब कहते हैं आप यहाँ से चल नहीं पाते हैं, हाँ वृद्धावस्था के दर्द है, आप प्रॉपर देख नहीं पाते, वो थोड़ा एकदम आसानी से स्वीकार. लेकिन उसी व्यक्ति को उससे दैट योर इंटेलिजेंस योर बुद्धि इज नॉट वर्किंग प्रॉपरली, ही विल नॉट टॉलरेट. तो बुद्धि दौर्बल्य, वीकनेस ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट टॉलरेबल. इंद्रिय करना पाठ everyone accept very easily. You are not walking properly. हाँ थोड़ा सा हो गया. लेकिन आप बुद्धि आप ठीक नहीं काम कर रही है, यह नहीं कहा, यह दिस इज नॉट प्रॉब्लम. ओके आई थिंक आई शुड स्टॉप. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद की